Oh, sacred lamb, you knew my name. You knew my heart, and you knew my frame. You knew never go. Oh, sacred lamb, and thou sacred lamb, you died alone, and you took my stand to make me clean and white as snow to Calvary. You had to go, and you came a simple, lovable man to save my soul. Oh, sacred lamb, your side was pierced, and your heart was torn. A crown of thorns your head adorned, and with those nails there in your hands, you carried every sin of mortal man. Oh, sacred lamb, and thou sacred lamb, you died alone, and you took my stand to make me clean and white as snow to Calvary. You had to go, and you came a simple, lovable man to save my soul. Oh, sacred lamb, one day you'll come and you'll take us home. You'll come for those you called your own, and with my eyes I'll finally see this sacred lamb that lives in me. Oh, sacred lamb, and thou sacred lamb, you died alone, and you took my stand to make me to Calvary. You had to go, and you came a simple, lovable man to save my soul. Oh, sacred lamb, you came to save my soul. Oh, sacred lamb.
This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you for the opportunity to be here on the radio with the listeners. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity just to proclaim the name of Jesus to the church, those that know what I'm talking about, and also to a lost and dying world that needs to know. Lord, I pray that the word of God would go out and find good ground. It'll accomplish that whereunto you send it. Lord, I pray it go out in power. I pray today, Father, the Holy Ghost would just have his will and his way on each and every word that's said. Lord, I pray today that you would just once again bless the listeners. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, Lord, for touching the children's homes and the mission work and all the things that you put on our hearts to do down through the years, Lord. Help us to be faithful and to work. Lord, we love you and we thank you. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements. I would like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes. One here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania, Bulgaria, and all of the mission work in those countries, as well as the Ukraine and just all around the world. We sure appreciate what the Lord's doing. I ask you to continue to pray for those, especially in the Ukraine, as the war continues on. Seems like we don't hear too much about it here as far as the news outlets and things like that. It's got old, but as far as our missionaries and things, we still hear from them and still going on, and they are able to slip in and out, and the gospel's being received really well right now over there. And I guess it's in the persecution and turmoil that people turn to God. And if you would, please remember them. Pray that God would give them souls for their labor. Most of all, that he'd just save them for Jesus' sake. And we'll be grateful. We'll thank you. We want to ask you to write us this week. If you would, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. I'm still hung up on this dispensation of the grace of God. I tried to preach it here a while back, and it's so rough I didn't really get it done, but I'm going to preach it a little different tonight, maybe. I'll just preach on this. I tried to preach too much that day and missed it. Sometimes you try to do something you can't do because folks just don't pray like they ought to. Really? Really? I mean, you get in here and try to preach and some of you got your mind out yonder somewhere else. Get it in here tonight. Pull it in. Forget about what you're going to do tomorrow. You may not even be here. Take no thought of tomorrow. You may not even be here tomorrow. Don't plan on next week. You may not be here then. And if there's anything you need, it'll be God anyhow. It won't be nothing else. Because God's all you need, and that's everything you need. So just get your mind on God. I mean, I would to God that everybody could find out we're this side of Calvary. I mean, when Jesus died, he died for my sins, your sins, and everybody else's sins, Israel and everybody else. Because it's all under sin. Amen. Jesus died for my sins. Amen. If he died for them, I don't have to. Amen. And he rose again the third day for my justification. Amen. So I'm justified. Amen. If I believe that, that's what justified me. But we're this side of Calvary. You've never been under the law. Never have. I mean, there's a law written in your heart, but it wasn't the one Moses wrote. That was on stones. Because your heart's stony. But see, God, he done fixed it up all right. Amen. Now, them Jews wanted to live under the law. They wanted something that they could do, and they did. They got it and couldn't do it. Amen. Jesus had to do it. Amen. They never could do it, and you never can do it. So don't worry about it. Enjoy Jesus. Amen. And don't run them around out here telling folks that they ought to straighten up and live right. My God, most of them are going to kill themselves trying to do that. There's people all over, there's preachers all over this country having nervous breakdowns. And I mean all kinds of conditions, fixing to shoot themselves, and some done it. Because they can't live up to what the brethren demand. Well, honey, forget the brethren. They didn't die for you, and they ain't going to do nothing else for you but condemn you. Don't worry about the brethren. Just enjoy Jesus. You say, well, you mean you ought to get out and sin? That's what they said about Paul. Paul said that, well, no, he didn't say that you ought to sin. He said, that's what they say I say. I don't say that, and I'm not saying that either. Paul said, Jesus done everything but you're still a sinner in the flesh. In your flesh. In my flesh, Paul said, dwelleth no good thing. In his flesh, there's nothing wrong. I'm glad of that. Now in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul is telling us in chapter 2 about being saved by grace. Told us Gentiles what we didn't have. And as everything, we didn't have nothing. He told us what we didn't have, and that's nothing. Told us what we was in chapter 2, and that's nothing.
Amen.
And we didn't have nothing. So, we're in bad shape.
Yes, sir.
But he said that the Lord, by his blood, we've been made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Now, in verse 1 of chapter 3, for this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. Now, I want to tell you something right here, right quickly and hurriedly. Jesus died for our sins, but Paul had a hard time preaching it. He lived in a bunch of Pharisees and Sadducees' day when they all believed in Moses rather than Jesus. And we still got a crowd that still hangs on to Moses, never been under the law, but they still want to hang on to Moses. They say, well, Moses said this. Well, I can't help what Moses said. Jesus died for my sin. I can't help what Moses said. He never could do everything he wanted to do either. He never got over in the promised land because he didn't believe. Somebody said, oh, it's because he smoked the rock. No, the second time. No, Bible says it's because of unbelief. That's what's keeping you out of the blessings of God. You just don't believe God is as good as he is. You don't believe God can do for you what he said he could do. You don't believe that God's as wonderful to you as he is. You don't believe that God can bless you as mean as you are. But I'm here to inform you that God does anyhow. And the Bible said, I'm a prisoner for you Gentiles. I like that. Paul said, I'm in jail for trying to preach grace to you fellas. I've been put in jail for you Gentiles. I've been put in jail. I stay in prison all the time. So called I'm a preacher, the grace of God. And honey, I want to tell you right now, if some of these dudes could do it, they'd get us in jail. It's still against the law of most Baptists to preach grace. Because the thing ain't never heard of it. He said, if you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you. Now you say, well, why didn't them other fellas preach the grace of God? It wasn't given to them.
Amen.
Peter preached. John preached. And James all preached to the Jews.
Amen.
But Paul preached us Gentiles, had nothing, was nothing, still is nothing, except by the grace of God.
Amen.
So Paul said, I'm preaching to you Gentiles, and it's given to me to you word. How? By revelation, he hath made known unto me the mystery. Boy, this is a mystery.
Amen.
It sure is a mystery.
Amen.
That I wrote in few words, whereby when ye read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it's now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Now you know who done this? Who revealed it to them? The Holy Ghost. Boy, you think? We've put him plumb out of business today. He wouldn't reveal nothing to us. We don't believe in the Holy Ghost. We get Dr. Bottlestopper's book and we get the commentary's book and the commentary. We look at his what he said. I can tell us what he said. I told God years ago, if you reveal it to them dudes that's got education and hide it from a little ignorant boy like me, then I don't believe you'd be the kind of God I believe you are, because you're not respect the person, and I believe you love me as good as you do the biggest man in town and the most educated fella in town, and I believe you'll show it to me. Why? He said, sure will, son. I've hid it from the wise and put it and showed it to babes, and I'm glad that I know by the grace of God, and I see by the word of God what Jesus has done for me.
Amen.
And so the Bible said here, in other ages they didn't know, but that the Gentiles, this is a mystery, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body. Thank God for that body. Now you listen to me. This body
was in God, hid from the beginning, from the foundation of the world. This mystery was a body in God, hid, and his name is Jesus, and he, we're in his body, and he is in us, and we're in one another. And I'm getting my sap from him. I'm not, hey, if you see, somebody said, bless God, if you're saved, you bear fruit. No, not necessarily. You ain't ever born on anyhow. I mean, you can graft in a limb out here in a dead tree, and the limb will die.
Amen.
Because there's nothing inside, there's no sap.
Amen.
The sap's what makes the thing live, and the sap's what makes the fruit grow.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost is what does all the producing of the fruit. You're not doing much of it. You just need to get him in there. And if the fruit of the Spirit is love, love. And if you ain't never seen that, brother, and if you ain't got that, I don't know whether you're living or not. I mean, the Holy Ghost, I mean, he produces love. That's the first thing he produces. If you want joy before you get love, you need to get love, and then you'll have joy. Well, let me hurry on. I got to hurry. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Now, the promise was made to Jesus, and Jesus gave it to the Jews, and the Jews had all the promises, and all the promises was to them, according to Romans chapter 9. But thank God tonight I got in. I got every promise that they got. I mean, every promise that they got. I got the promise that I can be in the body. Oh, Lord God, in a body. I'm talking about a body. Listen, I'm talking about a body, his body.
Amen.
And I want to blow some people away tonight. I want to read you a verse of scripture. Over here in Ephesians chapter 5. People talk about, you know, tasting of the Lord. Listen at it. The Bible said in verse 29, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh. Now he's talking about a man. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies.
Amen.
For he that loveth his wife loveth himself. If you don't love her, according to that, you don't love yourself. Ye. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh. No man ever hated. Because when you get married, you're supposed to be one flesh, see? And the Bible said, but nourished and cherished it even as the Lord the church.
Amen.
Now let me read this verse for you. For we are members of his body. Talking to us Gentiles. Isn't that good?
Amen.
I'm a member of his body. I may be the little finger, but praise God, I'm the member. I may be the little toe, but I'm the member of his body. I'm a member of his body. And listen, what else he said? Of his flesh. I'm a member of his body. I'm a member of his flesh. Now, when he's talking about you living in the flesh, he's talking about your flesh.
Amen.
But if we walk after the flesh, that's your flesh. There's one flesh that I've got. And then I got another flesh that Jesus gave me. It's his flesh. Now listen, I'm going to read it to you, and you don't believe it, but anyway, we're members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Now, I told you this morning that your flesh is made out of dirt, bones and all. And even the mar. But this flesh I'm talking about, this flesh was not made out of dirt. This flesh and these bones that Jesus had is holy.
Amen.
There's no spot, no wrinkle, no nothing. No spot in it, nothing. That's the flesh that we're living. I mean, that's the flesh that God's looking at. He ain't interested in that old pukey stuff you've got. And you can beautify it all you want to, dress it up all you want to, put on all the perfume you can, quit smoking so you'll smell better, and you still stink in the nostrils of God, because, oh,
All of our righteousness is filthy rags. You're nothing outside of the grace of God. Nothing outside of the mercy of God. Nothing outside of the blood of Jesus. Nothing without Him. But in Him, we're everything that God wants. We're in His body. We're bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. And God said, no man ever hated His flesh. Thank God. Can you hear what I'm saying? God don't hate the church. He don't hate His body. He don't hate His flesh. He don't hate Himself. He loves you. He loves Himself. And He loves His Father. And He's just love. That's all.
And isn't that wonderful? Well, if I do wrong, God will whip me. Why don't you listen to what I just read? He don't hate you. He don't dislike you. He loves you. He loves me when I'm good. I never is excepting Him. But He loves me when I'm bad. They sing that. You get up and sing, He loves me when I'm good and He loves me when I'm bad. Folks say, amen, praise the Lord. Then you get up and preach how good He is and how bad you are. And they say, but God don't love you. God does love you. He's looking at His body. He ain't looking at yours. It's His body, the church. Hey, ain't you glad? Oh, you say, well, I'm not a member, Brooks. I don't worry about that. This ain't the church I'm talking about. The body of Christ is the church I'm talking about. That's the one that God put you in when you got saved. You was baptized into one body by one Spirit. That's where you got in. Not by water. And you didn't get in by joining. And thank God you can't move your letter. Ain't that good? Yes, sir. I mean, I have members leave all the time from Brookside and they move the letter. But honey, you can't move your letter. You can't get out. You're stuck in for good. You've been grafted into the body and you can't get out. You've been washed. You've been made nigh with the blood of Christ. You've been put in something and you can't get divorced from it. Oh, you say, but if I see it, shut up. Forget about that sin business. Let me turn. The only fellow that's interested in your sins is the devil and the brethren. And I ain't got nothing for neither one of them when it comes to that end of it. But he said, I'm talking about a mystery. And it sure is, ain't it? It sure is a mystery that us Gentiles, dead dogs, mangy dogs, filthy dogs, is put into a body. God, that is a mystery, ain't it? One day Jesus, and by the way, Jesus, far as I know, He never dealt but with two Gentiles in His ministry. One of them, I don't know for sure He ever seen that centurion that sat down there and said, my servant is sick. And said, if you'd come up there, I mean, if you sent a fellow down, sent one of them Jews down there. And of course, that Jew sounded like a Baptist. I don't know. I don't know if John had got a hold of him or not. But I don't know nothing about that. But he come down there and he said, you ought to help this fella because he built us a great building. I mean, he done a lot for our nation. Now, isn't that wonderful? God just called somebody done a lot for the nation. That ain't no business. God don't need them kind of dudes. He don't need somebody can help our church. I've had preachers say, boy, we need to get that boy in our church, that fellow over there. He's a businessman. He makes a lot of money. He can be a lot of help to our church. Leave him out till he gets born again. And bless God, if he don't never get born again, just leave him out. He'll tie it up or try to run it or try to buy it. Jesus said, they said you ought to help this fella because he's done a lot for our nation. He's a Gentile, but he's sure been a blessing to us. And that old centurion said, just tell him to say the word.
Amen.
And if he'll say the word, my servant will be healed. And he did. Amen. Then another Jesus dealt with was a woman. And the Lord said, it's not meet for me to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, yea, moreover, Lord, the dogs will eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. He said, I ain't never seen no such a faith.
See, that's faith, what he's looking at. He ain't looking at who built the building. That's God who believes the builder. I mean, he's not interested in who built the building. He's not interested in who gave the money, who shed the blood, who believes in me, who's a trust in me, who's a looking at me, who's looking at my body, who's a worried about me and who I am. And quit worrying about some jackrabbit down here. Well, two Gentiles, and all the time in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus dealt with two of them, as far as I know. Might have dealt with more, but see, I don't know all that stuff, no. But there's one thing I do know. We didn't have no covenant, no hope,
amen,
no promise, and no God,
amen,
and we's without God in the world.
Amen.
Strangers from the commonwealth of Israel. And from the promises, never everything. Now we've been made nigh. Well, let me read it to you. Just show you how sorry we was. Bible said in verse 11, chapter 2, wherefore remember that ye being the Gentiles in time past, in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, but that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh made by hand, at that time ye were without Christ. That's a bad way to be. But not only was they without Christ, but there's aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Now that's about as bad as you can get. But now, you've been made nigh by the blood of Christ. So what do you got to brag about? You didn't get made nigh because you quit dipping, smoking, and chewing, and cussing, and drinking. Hey, Lord God, listen, folks, we're in a body tonight, and I got his flesh, and I got his bone, and I'm in his body, and I'm in forever, and I'm in a body that cannot sin, and a body that knows no sin, and a body that's sanctified, justified, and glorified, and the body was in all the time, hidden God. I didn't get in then. I got in 58 years ago this past March, but praise God, that body was already there, hid. And these old prophets said, boy, I'd like to see what God's got coming up. Hey, oh, listen, I bet you a lot of them get out there and spent nights in prayer. Said, boy, I'd like to see that. But one day old Paul, a Jew born out of due season, come along. God saved him, said, son, I want you to reveal the grace of God. I want you to reveal my son. I want you to tell him about the grace of God. I want you to tell them Gentiles they can get in. I want you to tell them there is a hope. I want you to tell them there is a way. I want you to tell them I'm going to give them a covenant. I want you to tell them that they come now. Yeah. All of them can come. Yeah. Whosoever will can come. Yeah. Oh, but Paul mother said they wasn't elected. He said, I don't care, bring them on in. Yeah. I got room in the body for everybody. Yeah. He said, I mean, just bring them on in and we'll put them in this body. Yeah. What a mystery.
Amen.
Same body. Amen. That's the title of my text. Didn't have nothing. And now I got everything. Listen, I'll read back over here in Ephesians 1. Now this is what Israel got. This is them. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.